Welcome to How to Change a Million Lives Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Gloria Chandler. Gloria, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya, for that wonderful intro. I am Gloria Chandler. I am a keynote, motivational speaker, a reverend evangelist, teacher, a Christian life coach, and I enjoy helping others by speaking into daily lives due to challenges that try to cripple hearts and minds from moving forward. I'm here this afternoon to give you some great thought and insights on changing a million lives in today's world. This is a topic that deserves an open discussion by many channels to really get to the root of the situation. And in my opinion, and I'm only one person, but I believe that the majority of people don't just really want change, because what they really want is relief. We as a people are still thirsty from an empty place, because change is painful. Change is uncomfortable. True change is I have to give up something. True change is I have to have my way. True change is I have to compromise, or I will have to give up and give in to something a little bit, but not the way I want it to be. You heard the word I want it to be. Everything that God has made on this green earth has been ordained to grow. And everything that grows, it must change. And when it changes, it won't feel good. But when we pass through this metamorphosis, like the butterfly, then it will make us feel better. And when you feel better, you do better. For change is for the purpose of progress. Yet we want to say transform, because it sounds good to change in form or appearance or structure. We want a different change in appearance or character to become Hollywood. And most of them are in a worse fix than what we are here. But we want to do our bodies, our hair, and the likes when we need to be worried about our sanctification, our souls. Because if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, it's all over. So what are we turning into? What is going on around us? And how can we do better? Help ourselves and others is the question. We are looking for relief from depression, unexplained inner feelings, anxiety, children dying from drugs, having a lot of suicides, police brutality, shootings and killings, no justice or peace or security, health issues, bills and debts, economy, money, politics, relationships, and I could go on and on. But we are a hurting people without a sail or a savior to hide under. Pain is not prejudice. It hits everyone. Somehow, some way, as humans living in this world that we live in today. However, the Bible breaks it down into the plainest language that can be found, and that is, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, then would I heal their land, their sins, and hear from heaven. That's found in 2 Chronicles 7:14 in your Bible if you'd like to research it. But it's so simple. But see, no one wants to adhere to this simple plan that was given to us to live a good life here on earth. Plus, I was looking at Jeremiah 29 and 11 in the Bible, too. It explains another characteristic that works for those who admonish it. And it says, I know the plans I have for you, not of evil, but of good. And I know you're expected in. It's already planned out, people. Even also in the book of Habakkuk, it says to write the vision and make it plain. That's for us to do. There's also another one I found. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, he gives us power to get wealth. Even in Proverbs, it says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And we know that knowledge is power. So it's all there and more. But will a million lives change if it is not done? No, I'm afraid not. Because fear, which is broken down as false evidence appearing real. We procrastinate. Maybe if I just play around, stay stuck, it'll go away. Maybe if I hide and say, I can't take this anymore, I don't want to be bothered. So you always lose your confidence. And we're supposed to cast away not our confidence because we have great recompense of reward. Get to know yourselves, the real you, and research the biblical version of why are you here? It will surprise you. Now, change is a little six-letter word that is defined as making a shift from one to another, to make radically different, or transform. While relief says we want to remove something or lighten up the burden or lighten up something oppressive, painful, or distressing, and that is what most are looking to do on today. But if you break it down, say, a little closer, you see the word hang within change. That is what you are doing to yourselves, is hanging rather than changing. And I feel because parents even are hanging and not teaching their children this valuable lesson in life, and they do not know what to do when certain situations arise. These are the children. They're just hanging themselves and committing suicide rather than coping because they do not know how or what to do because they haven't been told, haven't been taught or trained. First thing in change you need to get in touch with is yourself and inner feelings and do a self-assessment to know you and love yourself. Who are you? What do you want out of life? Am I happy? If not, why? What can I do to change this life and go forward? People, God has already equipped and given us giftings and talents and promises for life. Everything in this life to do, whatever and however we choose to live this life. It was not meant for us to live in poverty, in lust, in sin, or hatred. We are to walk in love, and that means with one another, to love ourselves, our neighbors, and brothers and sisters. The question is, and it's asked, I've heard several times, how do you say you love God and hate your brother and sister, but have never seen him and live each day seeing who you hate but should love? You know, Jesus died for all of this for us, hung on that old tree on Golgotha, that we may become the people who pattern ourselves after the Son of God, and his name is Jesus the Christ, or Christos. I found this quote, which was kind of profound, by a gentleman named Peace Pilgrim, and he said, when you find peace within yourself, you become the kind of person who can live at peace with others. Well, we go on. And because we are so quick to blame forces outside of ourselves, the circumstances we holler about, the people, the government, and too often the enemy, which is the devil, because he is real. And for what isn't working in our lives, but more often, we allow our lives to become misaligned because of socialization. Okay, so we defer our relational constellation, the people we hang around, and how we were brought up to determine how high we fly. If you want to change the flock you fly with, you must first change yourself, because birds of a feather flock together. The truth is, when you change, everybody and everything around you must adjust to accommodate your growth and progress. Don't wait for people or circumstances to get into your alignment with you and with your hopes and dreams. Align yourself. Then just maybe, we can change a million lives, one life at a time. Could things be the way they are because you are the way you are? What one thing can you change that can change everything? You can change the way you think. Number one, you can change your expectations. Hey, you can even change the way you speak. Speak life into you, your family, and particularly your children. Children's dead, dry bones, and not death, because life and death are in the power of your tongue. So what you speak can speak life, or it can speak death, wherever and whatever you're doing. How would knowing that God wants to use you to impact a multitude of people? He wants to do this by changing your thinking about what's possible. God is wanting to increase your influence whenever and wherever he has positioned you. God is actively providing you with opportunities to increase your network. I encourage you to leverage these opportunities, because when your network increases, so does your net worth. How do I know? God says this, and is, how did you, let me ask you, how did you get up this morning? I know, you say, but it really wasn't you. Think about it. We are made in his image, so why would he not want us to prosper and stop this cruelty among each other? Well, in other words, there is a adjustment, a perception, or alignment of the mind that takes place. It's a mental adjustment. Your mind is spiritual, but your brain is physical. Your brain seeks homeostasis, and that big word means the ability or tendency of an organism or a cell to maintain internal equilibrium by adjusting its physiological processes. Now, we're still talking about change. Now, if God sends you a word that challenges you to grow, your brain is going to fight every step of the way. Anybody that's been on a diet can even identify to the brain's resistance to change. This is why breaking a habit is so challenging. It is said to take approximately, I believe, 21 days to change a habit. And you can just break a habit by stopping something. You have to break a habit by creating a new habit. This works by the law of displacement and the law of replacement. If you displace something, you must replace it with something else. And I think we all know that. Okay, and you also break a bad habit by replacing it with a good habit. Now, let us look at another way to change millions of lives and even save several hundred billion dollars, to that fact, in health costs related to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. If we would eat more healthy, promoting nutrient-rich foods like the world's healthiest foods. These are foods that the peer-reviewed medical research has already suggested may help prevent these diseases. And what's also remarkable is about the chronic preventable disease patterns is described in the degree to which they overlap when it comes to dietary prevention. Now, based on current research, we do not seem to need one diet for preventing heart disease or preventing diabetes or preventing obesity, and the fourth one, of course, a diet for preventing cancer. What seems to be needed in the case of all four chronic preventable diseases is that I found out that changes in the foods we eat move in the same general direction. We need to decrease intake of sugar, salt, animal fat, and processed foods, and increase intake of health-promoting, nutrient-rich foods and the world's healthiest foods. Now, dietary prevention in the case of all four chronic preventable diseases call for a greater focus on health-promoting foods and a healthier way of eating. And that can be followed and enjoyed on a day-after-day or year-after-year process. Now, in the meantime, the world is encountering a lot still and still in the fog of what is really going on. and wrecking havoc in the lives of people, and they're unaware of it. But all of these shootings and planes and trains and killings and, let's see, home violence and drugs and car accidents, just to name a few, are from the darkness of satanic attack. It's too much to go into right now and due to time constraints, but one day I would like to do a teaching or seminar on what you and myself are coming up against in our daily lives, but do not recognize it or see what is really happening to us. And I'll tell you, it's mind-blowing. Now, what Jesus came down here to do was to teach humanity the healing power of love that can change the world. Love governed all he did and was a divine force by which he operated. Jesus was moved by love. He was led by love. He empowered by love. He endured the cross by love. And by love, he was resurrected to intercede on our behalf, continually driven by love, at the right hand of love itself. For God is love. Everything Jesus did was infused with the love of God. And he demonstrated how we are to walk in the same kind of love. He filled us with his very own spirit to lead us in the ways of love and empower us with an everlasting and increasing capacity to love. Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. It doesn't matter how much you pray or worship or discipline yourselves if you're not walking in the love of God. Okay, so what you can do and what you do, matter of fact, is what I should say. What you do is you can clutter your soul as much as what you think or say. See, your behaviors are just as toxic to your soul as your thoughts. I have two books I'd like to mention for reading that will definitely encourage and uplift your spirits, and they are a book by Joyce Meyer, who is a motivational and Christian speaker, and a lot of you know her, I know. This book called 20 Ways to Make Every Day Better. And then the second book was America Return to God by Alveda King. This was Dr. Martin Luther King's sister who's now put out this book. So based on that, I have concluded that you can just use a few good characteristics to start to release for a better life. You can thrive and do better if you choose to. And they are five: love, self-image and sufficiency, spirituality, hope and confidence. But most of all, please remember, and I'm going to give you this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I have this specific verse on my telephone answering service because I've had many people say to me, oh, that was so refreshing. I enjoyed that. It was good to hear that during the day. It uplifted my spirits. And that's why it's there, to help those who might get a voicemail and they've had a bad day, or they've just come in from home and to the office and something slaps them in the face and whatnot. And to hear this, and it does for me as well, is an enlightening way to just change your spiritual atmosphere. Therefore, my theory of change a million lives is simple, and I have said it all throughout this message, and that is to love God, who really loves us with that agape love. That's real, true love, everlasting love, and love people and love yourself. And by this, you will have won the battle. That's all you need to do. And here's another quote I leave with you by Albert Einstein I found. It says, "The measure of intelligence is the ability to change." I am Evangelist Gloria Chandler. I'm a keynote and motivational speaker, spiritual teacher, Christian life coach, and I am available for conferences and seminars. You may contact me at 234-360-8255. 8787. Or you may go to my website, which is www.speakingismypassion.com. And that speaking is my passion, PASSION.com. Or you may want to hop on over to my other website, which is www.empower, EMPOWER, your life, the number 4, destiny.com. On that website, I have a free 30-minute strategy session available for anyone who calls. So I look forward to hearing from you. And I pray that you have a blessed day on today. I'm finished.